Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. The second half of the NBA season gets tipped off tonight. Coming back from the All-Star break, a very successful All-Star break for the NBA. And we'll head out to the hotline right now and welcome in a former NBA player. Did win two championships now. Does a fantastic job as a Lakers TV analyst. And that's Michael Thompson here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Michael, thanks for the time. And how are you?
I'm doing good. Looking forward to the second half getting going.
Yeah, it should be fun. And, you know, we look in the Western Conference and a lot of people believe that it's going to come down to the Lakers and the Clippers. You know, you obviously out in L.A. and doing the games for the Lakers right now. Just what was your biggest takeaway from the first half with this Lakers team?
Well, 41-12. They're doing fine. They lost some games. They maybe shouldn't have lost. Maybe they should have two or three less losses. But, you know, 41-12, you would take that hanging on behind the Bucks. They're not going to catch the Bucks' the best record overall, but I think they'll be able to fend off the Clippers and the Nuggets for best record in the West. They'll have that important home court advantage throughout the Western playoffs. But they're so far doing fine. You know, LeBron and AD are living up to all the hype as the best 1-2 punch in the game. And I expect them to get even better now as the playoffs come into focus and guys will come back even more determined to play at their best when they get back in action.
And when you have a really good team, you know how sometimes teams treat the regular season these days with what we've seen over the last few years. In this second half, leading into the postseason, how do you look for LeBron and AD as a duo to even improve based off the very successful first half that they had?
They'll just get better. They're great players, legendary-type players. They always get better. They always rise to the occasion. That's why they're legends. That's why they're among the greats who ever played the game. And I don't expect any kind of drop-off at all. As long as they're healthy, they're going to remain the best combination in the game, and the rest of the guys on the team will just follow their example.
I know this may sound like a silly question because you have a player like LeBron who's one of the best to ever do it, and we know what AD is as a player as well. Are you a little bit surprised, though, how seamlessly this partnership has performed at such a great level on the court in the first half?
No, not at all. Anytime you pair up two great players, intelligent players, who understand how to play the game the right way, they're going to click. And as soon as they hit the floor, I mean, it worked in Golden State. It worked with Shaq and Kobe, even though they, you know, seem to like, be fire and oil sometimes. But these guys know how to play the game. They enjoy playing together. And when you have that kind of talent and appreciation and respect for each other, then it's going to click right away.
Michael Thompson here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. When you have players like LeBron James and Anthony Davis, the coach usually doesn't get a lot of credit, but in the first half, what stood out to you the most with Frank Vogel?
Well, how accessible he is for the players and how he's willing to listen to his veterans and allow player input. You know, he's egoless, and that's what you have to be. When you have a legendary player like LeBron who's been there, done that so many times, don't let your ego get in the way of listening to your players. He's got a bunch of veterans on his team who've played at the high level. He's got five champions on his team, and Danny Green, Quinn Cook, JaVale McGee, LeBron, and I'm missing somebody, maybe four guys who've won a ring, who've been there, so he's willing to listen to what those guys have to say, listen to their input and suggestions.
Just wondering, and obviously it's a different situation, but we see that Beeline is now resigning and he's going to be moved into another position in the organization with the Cavs. Just what's your pulse, what's your feel, and your reaction on what happened with Beeline with the Cavs?
Well, I thought it was a strange combination because he's more of a college coach. And obviously guys like Brad Stevens came in as college coaches, but they came at a very young age. So I could seem to identify with this new millennial-type player. And I think that's what probably did him in, was maybe he was a little bit more too old school for this new-age NBA, and it didn't seem to be the right fit in Cleveland.
What do you think the most difficult part is for a coach now in this new NBA in the year of 2020, coming into a program first year?
You got to be willing to adapt to your skills, to your players, obviously, and realize the game is changing with more perimeter games now. The guys are willing to go small ball. So coaches have to be much more innovative coming in now. It's just not the standard basketball where it's big and little. There's all kind of various ways to play now and to experiment in the game. You see it with the Houston Rockets, and we see it with the Lakers when they go big. There's all kind of different ways you can approach the game, and you got to be willing to adapt.
Michael Thompson here with us. Hey, talking about someone coming from college to the NBA game, you get to see the Grizzlies tomorrow night going up against the Lakers. What John Morant's doing, and also Jackson in his second year, they've been a surprise in this first half of the NBA, and I'll be curious to see what's going to happen in half number two for that team.
Yeah, they really are surprising everybody. Nobody had them picked as one of the top 18. But Taylor Jenkins doing a good job. John Morant looks like a young Russell Westbrook. Jaren Jackson, of course, with the great basketball genes he has. He can score inside, outside. He's just an excellent young player. And they've got a good mix of young guys like he who are hungry and eager to show that they belong in this league, led by Dylan Brooks. So Memphis is a pleasant surprise for the NBA. And looks like they're going to be able to hang on to that eighth seed because they should be playing with a lot of confidence now coming out of this All-Star break.
You've played a lot of basketball. You've seen a lot of basketball. You know what it's like to deal with youngsters, too. We go from Ja Morant to Zion Williamson. He just impresses me each and every night. It's unreal what he's doing 10 games in.
He's a freak of nature. Just an amazing young athlete who understands how to play. And he plays within himself, doesn't try to do too much. And his teammates love playing with him and setting him up. And so, he looks like he is the real deal.
And after one of those 30-point games, what is impressive the most to me and what's scary, you know, in a good way, is he said, I knew I would have an impact, but I didn't think I would have an impact like this. That means, in his mind, he still thinks there's a lot of room to grow.
Yeah, he's a humble kid. He's coachable. He's willing to listen to people like Alvin Gentry. Obviously, he's got great parents who taught him the right way, how to respect his elders and how to respect and not take for granted what he's been gifted with. So, yeah, he looks like he's definitely a solid foundation for the Pelicans to put their future on.
Two-time NBA champion, now Lakers analyst Michael Thompson here with us. Getting back to the Lakers, is there no doubt in your mind that AD's coming back next year 100%?
Why would you want to leave paradise? It's Nirvana here. If you play for the Lakers, you're playing for the best organization, maybe in all of pro sports, definitely in basketball. So he's got a perfect situation here, and you know what they always say, don't overthink things. Sometimes things are just fine the way they are. Just be satisfied with that.
It was such an impressive first half for the Lakers. What do you think they need to improve on the most in the second half of the season?
Just keep their bench consistent. If their bench is consistent and plays up to their potential, I don't see anybody beating this team. The Clippers have one of the best benches in the game, and that's what makes them so good. So does Milwaukee and Toronto. But if our Laker bench could be consistent night in and night out to help out LeBron and AD, these guys will definitely be in the finals.
Let's say if both guys are healthy, both teams are healthy, and it's in that seven game series at Western Conference Finals. Does it go seven games? You know, how many games are you thinking right now?
Oh yeah, seven. The Clippers are for real. They beat the Lakers twice this year, so they've got the upper hand right now when it comes to head to head. And you got to respect what they're doing. If everybody's healthy, that's going to be one physical, tough seven game series. No doubt in my mind about that.
You never know how the seeding does work out, but if someone was to prevent that from happening, Lakers and Clippers in the West, who's the one team in the West after the Lakers and Clippers that you look at and say, that's a team that can maybe beat one of these teams and not give us the Western Conference Finals that everyone else wants to see?
It's a great question. Who could upset the apple cart or orange cart or whatever fruit cart you want to throw in there? Avocado cards, you know, so everybody, avocados are hot right now.
I'm allergic to avocados, so that's not great for me.
Man, you poor guy. Next to pineapples, that's the best fruit. Next to pineapples and tomatoes, that's the best fruit out there, buddy. Oh, unbelievable. You poor guy. You're so deprived. But I'll eat your share of avocados. I can't get enough of them.
So who's the team?
Maybe Utah because they're veterans. Denver obviously has a lot of talent, but Utah's got a bunch of veterans. And they won't be too intimidated under the pressure because they've been around a long time. But so I guess maybe Utah, just a slight advantage over Denver because of Utah's experience.
And then in the Eastern Conference, you take the Bucks or the field to get to the finals?
Bucks. Toronto will be tough. So will Boston. They're for real. And if Philadelphia ever gets their little differences straightened out over there or problems straightened out, they're going to be tough out also. But Milwaukee, with that home court advantage this year, what they've probably learned from that upset they got over Toronto last year, I don't see anybody in the East beating them.
Wrapping up with Michael Thompson on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, let's transition to a team that we're usually talking about at the top this year. They're having an off year with all the injuries. That's the Golden State Warriors, a team you know very well. When we start things off with Steph Curry, he returned to practice, still no contact for him. Do you think at this point where they're at and, you know, going to be picking in the top five of the lottery, depending on where the ping pong balls fall, do you think Steph should even return?
Knowing how competitive Steph is, how much he loves the game, how passionate he is, he's going to play. No question about it. He won't play a lot of games, but he definitely will play, I think. Nobody's told me anything, but he just loves the game too much to sit out if he's healthy and can play.
As a father, just wondering, and your son's such an entertaining player in Klay Thompson, and you know, he's going through the injuries, and we saw him got hurt in the finals. Just wondering, what has this year been like? And it's probably, you know, been painful for your son, too, because we know that your son and Steph, they both love to be on the court and playing great basketball. So how's the father perspective been this year with having your son out?
It's been a major letdown for the NBA not to have the Warriors back, not to have the Splash Brothers out there doing their thing. So it's been a big disappointment, a letdown for the NBA not to have the Warriors be the Warriors this year. They weren't going to be as good as without Kevin Durant, obviously, but they still definitely, if they would have been healthy, with everybody, would have still been a solid playoff team and such a big attraction for TV and for viewers too. So, not having the the real Warriors out there this year is has been a big letdown for the NBA. And they'll be back next year.
Yeah, how about their future? Because Steph and Clay, you know, they'll be back, you know, full go hopefully next year. You know, Draymond Green too. They just added Wiggins, and we'll see what they do with that draft pick. Do you think they're close? You know, right back in the championship conversation next year.
They're healthy next year, and everybody's back to their normal self. They'll be right back in the playoffs and the championship mix. I don't think they'll be the favorites, because that'll be, the Bucks, whoever the defending champion is. Hopefully that'll be the Lakers. Clippers will be right there, but the Warriors will be one of the top 5 or 6 teams in the league next year.
All right, let's get to the million-dollar question. You know it's coming. Bob Meyer says there's a chance your son returns. Joe Lacob says he may play, he may not play. Steve Kerr won't even entertain the thought. What can you tell us about that on the status of your son, Klay Thompson?
I have no idea. I don't ask Klay how he's feeling. I just let him do his thing, let him and the Warriors figure it out. So I don't want to get in the middle of all that stuff. And whatever they decide to do, that's on them, and I'll just go along with it like everybody else.
Fair enough. And then before we let you run, I know on Monday it's the Kobe and Gianna Bryant Memorial out in L.A., just reflect a little bit on the life of Kobe Bryant as we're all still in mourning after what was a tragic passing a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we're still struggling with it out here. It's going to be very emotional on Monday, and Kobe is going to be missed and thought of forever. This is not going to go away anytime soon. We're always going to be missing him here in Lakerland, and because of what he's meant to Laker fans and to this area off the court also. So we're still in shock over it. We'll be this way for a long time to come. Because Kobe was so young, and of course, the little girls on the flight hadn't even started their lives yet, and the other victims. So this will be something that's going to stay with us for a long, long time.
Where were you, and how did you find out about the news? Just wondering.
On a flight back from Philadelphia with the team, and so we were sort of out of range, and you know how this Wi-Fi can be on some planes. So we had to just find out through Twitter, and because nobody could call us, because we were 35,000, 36,000 feet
that's in right.
the air. Somewhere over in Nebraska or something like that. So I found out I was woken up from a nap, and my partner, my broadcast partner, John Ireland, told me, and I just felt like I got slapped across the face with Deontay Wilder right hand.
I'd hate to end in at a jovial note with what we're talking about, but I follow you on Twitter. It seems like you're not a big fan of Tyson Fury and what he was saying the last few days.
Love Tyson Fury, but for him to say that this is the biggest heavyweight fight in the last 50 years, kind of disrespectful to Holyfield, Bo, Ali, Frazier, 1, 2, and 3, Holmes, Cooney, who else am I missing? I know I'm missing Foreman and Frazier. So many other big heavyweight championship fights are bigger than this one, and this is a big fight. I love it, and I cannot wait for it, and I respect Wilder and Fury, but don't say that this is a bigger fight than Frazier and Ali. Come on, that's ridiculous.
So who do you think's going to win, just wondering?
I got Fury, even though I like them both. If he can avoid Wilder's right hand, obviously, easy for to say sitting there on my couch. But I thought he out boxed him, outpointing him in the last fight, despite the three knockdowns that he suffered, the two rounds that he definitely lost. I thought he did enough to win 10 of those 12 rounds. So I think the same thing's going to happen. He's got to stay on the outside, use his length, use his reach, and just simply outbox Wilder and try to avoid that right hand as much as possible.
I got one more random question for you. We're going to start asking this, I think, to every guest that joins us. Do you think Tom Brady's coming back with the Patriots next year, Michael Thompson?
Of course. He's not leaving. That would be like Dirk leaving the Mavericks, or Kobe leaving the Lakers, or Tim Duncan leaving the Spurs. Some guys just belong and belong to play and deserve to play with one franchise for 20, 22 years, no matter how long it takes. He's a Patriot. He ain't leaving.
Well, I enjoyed the conversation. Enjoy the second half of the season, and enjoy those avocados. Thanks for coming on.
You got you. I'll eat your share.
There's Michael Thompson. We'll take a timeout. Come on back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.